Well, that was definitely a disappointing performance for us. As I review the game, you have a standard that you have to play to, especially with an excellent opponent in the Dallas Cowboys. We didn't hit that today. I'll start with myself. We had some communication issues, and it wasn't clean. It affected us a number of times, as far as personnels and things like that. So we need to be better there, and I mean, that's ultimately my responsibility. I look at the fundamentals throughout the game. Number one, taking care of the football. The giveaways, giving away four times and being in the negative category over the season, that's not that doesn't lead to successful football. That's not the standard that we believe in, and it's not what we emphasize each and every day. So we need to be better there. Did some good things on offense, third after the third down, and just really I knew it was going to be a rough ride coming in here as far as the number of personnel groups and the health of Eddie Lacy. But I thought Eddie did a heck of a job and, giving us as many carries as he could. And frankly, just the passing game, the opportunities there were just not crisp. Defensively, we had some good drives, and gave up too much yards, too many yards on in the run game. Had a, obviously the backed up opportunity. Frankly, I trust my defense there. I believe my defense in a backed up situation with three timeouts. I'm expecting to get the ball back. And, with Mason Crosby, just his performance and the way he's kicking the ball. So that all factored into my decision there. Special teams really didn't really have a lot as far as opportunities and so forth. So disappointing loss. We're 3-2. Obviously, we got to flip this thing around quickly, get in here in the morning and get on to the Chicago Bears. But I think in a total overview, that's not the standard of play that we excel at each and every day as far as our preparation and what we emphasize. And it's an important learning experience for our football team, and I feel strongly we'll grow from that. With that, I'll take your questions.
Is a short week a good thing to get going, or is it maybe not a good thing because you got so much stuff to clean up?
I mean, I really don't. I don't really know how to answer that question. I mean, it's the schedule. I mean, it's the schedule. Is the bye week good after the third week? I think we'll be looking forward to playing against Chicago. I think it's important for us as a staff to make sure we review this tape tonight and get the corrections to our players. But when you play a Thursday night game coming off a Sunday game, you have to move on the next day. So we'll work exclusively on Chicago tomorrow.
Mike, the general feeling throughout the week was you're just a play or two away, but obviously today wasn't the case. Are there things that are broken with the offense right now, in your opinion, looking at it?
I don't know if I agree with broken. It's definitely not clean in some areas, but it's just like anything. You play to your strengths. Eddie's situation being up and down was obviously a big part of the game plan going in. Frankly, just the way we approached trying to play their defense. I thought pass protection was very good today. We're not as clean in a passing game as we like, and frankly, the biggest thing on offense that we want to stay focused on and improving, obviously we have to correct it, is turning the ball over. I mean, we've had multiple games with multiple turnovers, and I don't know if I've ever won a game with giving the ball away four times, and we obviously proved that today. We're not good enough to win a game, turn the ball over four times. So it's not part of our fiber. It's not the way we train. It's important as a coach to get what you emphasize, and we'll continue to do that. And I have great confidence in our team, our structure, that will improve in the area of, particularly as a football team, turning this turnover ratio. I don't know where we're at on the season, -3 somewhere in there. That's not cutting it.
Mike, does anything about Aaron strike you as out of the ordinary?
I'm sorry?
Does anything about Aaron's play strike you as out of the ordinary?
Well, I mean, I think it's like anything with the quarterback. When things go great, I mean, he gets a ton of credit, and when they don't, it obviously a lot of it falls at him. So, this was definitely not his best day. I mean, taking care of the football is a priority for every quarterback in the game of football. So we all understand that, continue to work. But, you know, as far as big picture, each and every day, you know, the work ethic and all those things, I have great confidence that we'll learn from this experience. And it's important to learn from this experience. And it's frankly the message to the football team. It's when you're going through a journey for, you know, to a championship season, these are important moments. These are probably the most important moments. And what comes out of these opportunities that you definitely don't play, perform to the standard that you feel you exercise day in and day out. This is something, it's a growing opportunity. So it doesn't feel like it right now. You don't probably want to hear this, but that's the reality. That's our approach, and it's something we'll build off of.
Mike, you said to Spoon there, you play to your strengths forever. Your strengths have been Aaron Rodgers and your passing game. So how do you get those to look like they have before? How do you go about getting them back to where both those things, both your quarterback and your passing game, look like they used to?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I feel like I talk about this all the time. It's just not cliche or coach speak, or how you want to refer to it. This is a new year. This is a different team. Every team's different. The vision that the head coach has for the football team in 2016 is different than it was in 2014, 2011. That's the reality of our league, and the reality of how we operate. So, yes, you know, you want to run the ball, you want to pass protect, and you want to throw it. We're not doing it to the level that we expect to. We don't do it to the, you know, particularly the fundamentals are not to our standard. And at the end of it, that's what we'll stay focused on. So, the key comparing it to the past is a benefit to us because we know what it looks like. We have people that were here in the past that were part of that. But at the end of the day, we obviously have work to do, and that'll be our approach.
Mike, I understand that. I know your vision is you want to control the ball more and use more clock and run the ball effectively. I get that, but that vision doesn't include your passing game being ineffective. Are there certain things that you see that you know you can – you don't have to look like 2011 or 2014, but you have to be more effective than you've been, right?
I mean, at the end of the day, our performance wasn't very good. I mean, whatever your comparable is, your opinion. I mean, I get it, but
I'm not saying my opinion. I'm just saying.
I don't know what you want me to say to you.
You always say your offense runs through the quarterback.
The offense, the West Coast offense, as I learned 20 plus years ago, is built around making the quarterback successful. I mean, that's the reality of it. So that's the true record statement. It's not about Aaron Rodgers or, you know, who the quarterback is. It's the design of the offense. You know, some people build their offense around their tailback, you know. So this quarterback, as I learned it, and the way we've always coached it here, is about making the quarterback successful. Because at the end of the day, particularly in today's NFL, you know, the quarterback performance is a key to winning a championship. So, and the best way to make a quarterback successful is, A, start with the run game. And from the run game, you have the ability to play action pass, and that carries over into the drop back. So it's not working as clean as we'd like, but we'll continue to work, and we have a good plan, have a confident plan. We just we did not play very well in certain segments of our offense today.
Mike, what was the play call on Aaron's fumble, and what happened on the play?
It was a check, so it was a quarterback draw. And, I really, frankly, didn't see the. I didn't get a clean picture. I saw what was up on the screen.
Like when you had that pin back at the end of the first half, down in their territory, the way your offense was playing, did you think about just not calling the timeouts and heading into the locker room and regrouping?
No, because I thought it was. I mean, we punt three timeouts. I mean, it's you have to move the ball 10 yards. I mean, we were close to attempting a field goal there. With Mason at 62. So, yes, that to me, that was clearly my decision was based on the confidence I have in our defense and the confidence I have in our field goal kicker. I mean, it really had nothing to do with our offense.
Mike, when did Rollins hurt himself, and how much of a tough spot were you in your second?
When Rollins hurt himself yesterday at practice, set up, I mean, it was, you know, last-minute injuries are are a challenge. So he won't be available this week against Chicago. I know that. But other than that, I don't have a full timeline.
Two more, please.
What do you think of what Montgomery gave you?
Kind of on a different goal. Todd did a lot of good things. I would have liked to, got more of the run game going with him there. It just, wasn't quite right. But it was good to get him the opportunities. I thought the five wide receiver packet with him in the backfield with the four, as a wide receiver and with the one tight end, we were able to, get some good looks and have some production.
Defense on Elliott, what allowed him to get going?
Tom, when I look at the video, my sense is probably broken tackles. I can't give you a real accurate answer there.
Like, how much did it affect you to only have Eddie to work with? I know you used Ty some, but that had to put you in kind of a tough play calling spot.
Well, definitely. I mean, James is I look at him as a starter. I mean, he's started games for us over the years. So, but, that was part of it. Eddie going in and out of the game was a challenge, but it was part of the expectation in the game planning the last couple of days. So I just wish I would have handled that better.